breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit savebythescan.org. It could save your life. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Welcome to Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Step back three on the way. Lopez plants another one right in the heart of the zone.
This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
He uncorks a three and drills it. Damian Lillard is looking automatic again.
Tonight, the Bucks take on the Indiana Pacers in the opening round of the Eastern Conference playoffs from Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis.
Morris pushes the shot up from the free throw line and rattles it through. Bucks have climbed back to within three.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
From Indianapolis, this first round series continues with the Bucks on the road tonight for Game 3 against the Indiana Pacers. Good afternoon, Bucks fans. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for today, tonight's matchup. Dave, a lot earlier of a start time than any of us are accustomed to for a playoff game. It has to remind you of those games in the NCAA tournament with earlier tip times.
Man, I tell you, when I think of the NCAA tournament, the games that stand out to me are the ones that tipped off at 10:15 p.m. So I don't know whether I'm just scarred. You remember the rough stuff. But I like playing these early games. And, in fact, this is just, you know, for us here on the Eastern time zone, too, local time, it's 5:30, so it's really only an hour and a half earlier and even an hour earlier than a lot of the games the Bucks would play, those 6:30 start times. So not drastically different, just a little bit. Nice enough to let you enjoy your evening a little bit after the fact. So see where it goes here. But, yeah, happy hour in hoops. Let's get it on.
Let's certainly do that. And, look, for the Bucks, the injury report was the big thing that we were all keeping an eye on, not just the last couple of days, really for the duration of this series. We do know, once again, no Giannis Antetokounmpo today, but it does sound as though Chris Middleton is going to be available to play. That is a huge lift for this team.
Well, yeah, there's just not that margin for error. I mean, it is hard enough without Giannis, and then you take the other three-time All-Star out of the mix, and you got all of a sudden a heck of a lot taller in order. So hopefully he's able to move well enough. Obviously, that Doc Rivers would not have probably put him into that lineup if he didn't feel like he was, because you're going to have to be able to move against this Indiana team as much as they want to get up and go. But, you know, that's been unfortunately the theme of the playoffs the last three seasons for the Bucks, starting in the first round, that injury front. And, you know, it's reared its ugly head again here with Giannis out again here tonight. And Middleton was a question mark coming in, but as you mentioned, he'll be playing. Miami made a name for themselves, finding ways to win shorthanded, and sure enough, they've done it again this week, too. But the Bucks need to lean into that next man-up mentality and belief again tonight. And I think the key to that is you don't talk about it. You don't even accept it as a problem. I always thought that was very interesting when we talked to Eric Spoelstra going into those myriad of games against the Miami Heat, where you'd say, you know, how are you guys going to get by? He said, honestly, he's like, it's disrespecting the other players on the floor. We're not even talking about it. It's a non-issue. We're going to go and we're going to win. And at some point, I think those players have taken that on, and I think the Bucks could stand to use a little bit of that mentality. Now, that said, mentality only gets you so far when you got Pascal Siakam carving you up and you don't have that defender like Giannis to guard him. But, you know, a lot, though, that this team does still have. They've got capable scorers. They just need to start to impose their will a little bit more, like they did that first game.
Yeah, look, Pascal Siakam is, for the Bucks, going to be the key in how they defend him and can they slow him down today in this Game 3. We mentioned after Game 1, the team that wins Game 1 in a best-of-seven series has gone on to win that series more than 75% of the time. There's still a lot of series left, but right around that same number for Game 3, when that series tied at a game apiece, the winner of Game 3 goes to win that series about 75% of the time. So in that regard, an important game today for the Bucks. We'll check in with Dave again just before tip. That is the pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Catch all the information you need to know heading into today's game with the Jockey pregame brief, and see how your Milwaukee Bucks stack up against the competition. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. We will take a look at the injury report. Again, one piece of good news for the Bucks. We'll take a look at the report for the Pacers as well. We will do that next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Game number 3 in Indianapolis in this first round best of 7 set between the Bucks and the Pacers. Let's take a look at the injury report for both of these teams. For the Bucks, the big news, Giannis remains out, recovering from that left soleus strain. This will be the 6th consecutive game Giannis has been held out, and of course all 3 in this first round series. Chris Livingston also out with a non-COVID illness. The other Chris is available. That is Middleton, and that is big news for the Bucks. As for the Pacers, still just that one name on their injury report. That is guard Benedict Mathurin. He is out with a right labral tear. The injury report is brought to you by Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. When we return, Dave Kane had a chance to catch up with Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. You'll hear that conversation after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion. The use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
What we do
on the home of the Bucks, WTMJ.
All right, back once again here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Ready to get set for Game 3 of this best-of-7 series with the Indiana Pacers. And right now talking with the head man, Coach Doc Rivers. And Doc, man, I tell you what, look, this is your 20th postseason you've been a part of. And over the course of this thing, I mean, I got to think this is the time of year as a coach It's got to be the most fun when you really get to drill into an opponent. You get to know who they are and say, look, we got an opportunity to play a little chess here. How fun is that for you, relatively speaking, in terms of this profession?
Well, it's fun. I think it's a little overdone because you don't change your team. You know, you make some adjustments. No one's going to come back and have a whole new chessboard. Let's put it that way. You have the pieces that you have, and you have to play them to who they are. And then you have to try to get them in the best position possible. The other team, the other coach tries to take some of that away, and you adjust to that. But that's about it. You know, the adjustments are fun because you can't do a lot of those in a regular season. You don't have enough time, number one, and you're not facing the same opponent. But other than that, it's more about trying to get the players to perform at the highest level that they possibly can perform.
This is so much of a crude knowledge that you've been able to pick up over the course of, mentioned, the 20 years doing this. If I were to talk to the young coach in Orlando who was going into his first playoff relative to the guy I'm talking to now, what would you say the biggest difference is?
Well, probably he would be worried about things that he didn't have to worry about. You know, I think often some of the best adjustments are no adjustments. You can't over-adjust. And sometimes you got to know when you guys are ready. You know, last practice before game one, I stopped the practice in the middle of the practice. They had it. They were done. And you didn't need any more prep. Probably a young guy keeps doing it and keeps doing it. And then they get in the game one and they're mentally fried. You need your guys to be ready and fresh and ready to compete.
This is a matchup that is intriguing for a lot of reasons, but we've heard a lot of talk about the fact that for you to slow down what is one of the most dynamic offenses this game has seen, one of the biggest keys is your offense, incidentally, and taking those smart shots. For folks that have heard that, explain what that means. What is a good shot that helps you guys defensively, and what can get you into trouble?
It's as simple as it almost sounds. It really is. I think when people hear take quality shots, they think college basketball, where you dribble the ball around in a circle until there's 4 seconds left on the clock and you shoot. No, a quality shot for us can be the first shot and the first pass if it's wide open. We have to get guys to understand that for them to take their shot, whatever that is, individually. And secondly, we don't need a contested shot in the first 5 seconds. Those are the shots you pass up until you get an uncontested good shot. You know, the term we've used is don't get tired of scoring against them. But make sure you get what you want, not what they're trying to make you take.
As a guy who's played this game, take me inside the head. What kind of a challenge is it if you're a player who sees a shot that you're like, hey, I can make this shot, but it could also put us into a vulnerable spot if I don't make it? What is that line of delineation there, and how hard is that to figure out if you're out there?
I don't think it's hard. I think know who you are. It's as simple as that. Like, if Dame gets a shot and it's 23 seconds on the shot clock and he's wide open, he should take it. So should Malik. So should Chris Middleton. You know, so should Brooke. Guys who know how to shoot and are wide open, you have to take that shot. But what Malik, let's say as an example, can't take is something off the dribble in between his legs and a contested shot, and there's 19 seconds on the clock. That's basically what you're saying. If you don't know by now what your shot is, then that individual is probably going to struggle in the playoffs.
This is a series that has been oftentimes defined by pace, and most of these are. You want to be playing your style of play and asserting yourself. How much of a trick is that, and what goes into – I don't know if – is it accurate even to say you want to slow these guys down? I mean, what goes into that?
No, I think that would not be true. Like, you got to play at your pace. If that's fast, you play fast. You cannot not play at your pace. You can make a very good case. In game one, in the first two quarters, we outran Indiana. We beat them in scoring. In game two, in the first quarter, we were the team getting up and down, and then we had a big lead. In the games that we have slowed down against them is when they've extended the lead. You know, Steve Kerr's a good friend. He used to always say, no one wanted to run against Golden State, but that's exactly what they should have done, you know, because you put more pressure on them. You make them foul. You make them play defense. I think Indiana would love us to just walk the ball up. They can get rest, and then they keep flying.
So explain to me where you get in trouble if it gets away.
Quick shots, quick bad shots. That's the point we're making, quality shots. We don't want to take a bad quick shot. You don't want to do that anytime, but you can't do it against them. So we have to get easy baskets. And the only way you get easy baskets is by throwing the ball up the court and putting pressure on there. If you don't do that, if you think you're good enough to just play against anybody's half-court defense in this league, you're kidding yourselves.
Lastly, as we talk about this matchup, at this point when you and I are having this conversation, this will go probably close to game time, whether we know who you're going to have available, whether it's Chris Middleton available to go or not. You're already playing without Giannis. What does it do to you guys preparation-wise, and what kind of a challenge is that when you deal with that sort of uncertainty?
Well, it's tough, obviously. You don't have Giannis, right? And you don't, and if you didn't have Chris, I mean, that hurts your offense. Preparation part doesn't affect as much. You know, we're prepared for that. You know, we walk over with Chris, without Chris, with Giannis, without Giannis. It means that you have to do things a little bit longer on the floor, a little bit longer in your walkthrough. But the guys who will take their place understand what they have to do.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, we appreciate the time. As always, good luck in this one.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Doc Rivers. We're going to come back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
On Bally Sports.
Dame time! Dame time, Milwaukee!
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot! It has electrified this building!
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one! It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
It's time to go courtside.
That just shows our ability. You know, we have the kind of talent on this team that we can have stretches like that. I think for us is understanding the beauty of having that, but also not leaning on that too much.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Bucks and Hydrite have teamed up with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin to stop hunger through Steals for Meals. Hydrite will donate $75 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin for every steal the Bucks have at home this season. Thank you to Hydrite for their support to fight hunger in our community. Time to go courtside and hear some additional thoughts from Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Was Giannis able to do anything?
Yeah, he did a lot of floor stuff today. Okay. So probably the most I've seen.
Does that include... like,
nothing live.
Is it just walking? Still
no, he was he was shooting and moving today. And moving. Yeah.
I guess just...
So was I, for the record. Yeah, I made one shot. Just like when I was a player. One out of nine.
For you guys, as you look at this kind of matchup, how do you try to make things more comfortable for Siakam?
By guarding him better. We didn't scheme him well enough. That's on us. I thought we did a good job of taking him out of some of the things, the team out of some of the things, but the byproduct of that is we left Siakam alone too much, and so we need to fix that. We will.
Is I guess along those lines, is there a thought to, to use Brooke a little more to a degree to help out in some of those situations?
Well, Brooke was on him
right.
A lot. And so, and then it was Bobby as the secondary. And so, we want Brooke closer to the basket more. That's for sure. Garden Turner doesn't mean you're going to be close to the basket, though. You know, may mean you're further away from the basket. But there's still ways of using Brooke as your secondary defender more than we have been.
How do you feel like you handle their pressure?
I thought in game one we didn't handle it well. In the second part of that, even though we've worked on it, game two we got away from our fundamentals, what we were supposed to do. We popped instead of rolling right to the. You know, it's funny they did what we worked on. You know, like versus our traps, and so we got away from our discipline. Now their pressure creates that. You know, when they get into you, you stop thinking, you start moving faster, and so we have to handle that better. And then there's other ways too.
You also had mentioned there's a couple times where you almost get an 8 second clock. I think you said like 10 or 15 times.
Yeah.
How do you get the ball up?
That's it. Like, we got to keep playing. I think, and it happens. It happens on every level. You have a guy that is rolling, a guy that is clearly on fire. The whole team is trying to get him the ball instead of getting the ball up the floor, get to play, and we'll get him the ball. And that's what we worked a lot about that. Like, we can't sit there and wait. Even when we got it across half and we finally got it to Dame, it's 10 seconds now. We can't keep doing that.
AJ, I think, about 15 minutes in game two.
Yeah.
In game one. Just what did you see from him?
I liked him. You know, game one, he got wide open shots, didn't make them. You know, AJ's a shooter. We will live with those, all right? Game two, he made one, missed a couple, but he made right plays. I think what he's done defensively for us has been fantastic. He's probably one of the better guys right now at our guard core defensively because he's so solid and he rebounds from his position well. And then we may introduce one more of the young guys in this series.
How do you get back?
I've got to post some more. I showed him. We sat and watched film. Like, there were 15 times where he ran to the post and ran out to set a pick. And I kept, you know, I kept saying the word, why? You're already down there. And we have to be more intentional. Like, Bobby's down there. Throw him the ball. Bobby starts on the post, and his game's built out from there. When he starts out, it never goes to end. We got to get him down there early.
If Chris is unavailable – and Giannis remains unavailable. You had made a quip before, like you couldn't believe that Brook was still the scoring leader
in
Brooklyn. He hasn't really been asked or put in a position to carry a load this season.
Yeah.
He's done that in the past, though.
Yeah.
Is that something?
No doubt. I mean, if those both are out, I mean, we got to create offense, especially against the team we're playing. We have to score. And that may be featuring Brook on the post a lot. Yeah. We're going to do what we need to do to win the game, no matter who plays.
That is Bucks head coach Doc Rivers as his team gets set for game three in Indianapolis against the Pacers. When we return, we'll take a look at the playoff scoreboard, get you up to speed on the scores from last night and other games scheduled for today, and some news. We'll bring you up to speed on all of that after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money in your next staining project right now at Menards. Don't let weather and wear destroy your deck any longer. Pittsburgh Weather Screen is a water-repellent deck stain with an exclusive Scuff Guard formula and sunblock UV protection. Weather Screen shields against abrasion and sun damage for a long-lasting finish. Get started on your stain project today and check out all of our hot deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Cousin Subs has celebrated and embraced the traditions of their home state of Wisconsin. And now, Cousins will be honoring a Wisconsin tradition like no other with their pull tab giveaway promo. Now through April 30th, while supplies last, guests will receive a Cousins pull tab with a sub or a sub in a bowl purchase for a chance to win Cousins Subs for a year and much more. For additional information and official rules, visit CousinsSubs.com/pulltabs. One pull tab per customer per transaction per day. To receive a pull tab with no purchase necessary, see official rules.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, getting you up to speed on some news and notes across the league. Let's get caught up on some hardware that has been handed out, starting with the Sixth Man of the Year Award. That goes to Timberwolves big man Naz Reid, beating out Kings guard Malik Monk and Bobby Portis for that honor in what was the closest vote that award has seen. Monk finished second. Naz Reid won the award. They were separated by just 10 points. Warriors guard Steph Curry has been named the Clutch Player of the Year. He beat out Bulls guard DeMar DeRozan and Thunder guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. The next award to be handed out is Coach of the Year. That winner will be announced on Sunday. And the Brooklyn Nets have hired Kings associate head coach Jordy Fernandez as their head coach. He becomes the Nets' sixth coach in the last five seasons, and he is the first head coach from Spain in NBA history. Let's take a look at some scores you may have missed last night. We had three playoff games played in Orlando. The Magic strike back in their series, giving the Cavaliers their worst postseason defeat in franchise history. 121-83 final score there. That series now 2-1, Cavaliers in front. They were led, the Magic were, by Paolo Banchero, 31 points in the victory. Well, the Cavs did not have a 20-point score in the game. In Philadelphia, 76ers have also gotten on the board in their series with the Knicks. That thanks to 50 points from Joel Embiid, a playoff career high, 13 of 19 from the floor and 19 of 21 on his free throws. Tyrese Maxey also chipped in 25 as the Sixers win it 125-114. So the Knicks lead that best of seven series 2-1. And in Los Angeles, the Denver Nuggets have gone up 3-0 on the Lakers, the same team they swept in the conference finals a season ago and have beaten 11 straight times now. 112-105, the final score there. 29 points from Aaron Gordon leads the way. Game four, an elimination game for the Lakers, is tomorrow. And your other two games on the schedule tonight, first up in Dallas, it is game three between the Mavericks and the Clippers. That game tips at 7. The series is tied at a game apiece. And in Phoenix, the Suns look to avoid an 0-3 hole. They host the Minnesota Timberwolves. That game tips at 9:30. Be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for homes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. When we return, we'll head back to Indianapolis and be rejoined by Dave Kane to give you some final thoughts heading into tip-off on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high-octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
MJ.
Dustin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, rejoined now by Dave Kane in Indianapolis as we get set for this Game 3 matchup. And, Dave, look, the good news is Chris Middleton is available, but as we kind of said before this series started, no Giannis once again. I'm sure the mindset within the locker room has to be, we're playing this series without Giannis. If he returns at some point, great, but our approach has to be, what do we need to do to beat this Pacers team with Giannis on the sidelines? The Bucks found that in Game 1. It drifted a little bit in Game 2. So how you get back to that today is the big question.
Yeah, both of these coaches before this game tonight talked about that fact. It's staying present. It's this game right here, right now. Forget about Game 2. Forget about Game 4. Forget about the regular season. It is right here, right now, and that means you're thrilled to have Chris Middleton back, because if he was out, it gets even that much harder. And keep in mind, this place is going to be a zoo. I think by the time that ball goes in the air, this is the first time this franchise has played host to a series. I mean, you're talking, it's been a minute, their first playoff appearance in 4 years. So they're trying to get their first home playoff win going back to 2018, Game 6 of that series with Cleveland. That's 21, almost 2,200 days ago that they last won a game in this building. So they are feeling it. They're feeling charged, and the Bucks are going to have to contend with that. But I thought it was really interesting to hear Doc Rivers talking about that whole idea. We've talked so much about pace in this game and in this series. What is the preferred pace if you're the Bucks? Now, remember, people forget, of course, Indiana likes to run. They are number two in the league in pace. The Bucks, though, also came in as a top seven team in terms of pace, and that slowed a little bit when Doc Rivers arrived. But they are not necessarily going to want to take the air out of the ball. So much I think this comes down to is physicality. Can the Bucks get back to being a little bit more the bully? I thought there were times in Game 2 they got bullied around a little bit. If they can get that, you know, those 50-50 balls, those types of things, those hustle plays, all those types of things can be the difference. And I think that's going to be critical, especially with Giannis unavailable again here tonight.
Yeah, and look, the pace thing, to your point, it may just be inevitable. The speed that the Pacers play at, we saw the Bucks do a decent job of slowing it down in Game 1. You do have to wonder, though, how much of that was a young team just kind of getting acclimated to the postseason. So pace is going to be important. I think the other part of what you mentioned, those loose balls, the hustle plays, your role players and your bench are typically a big part of that, and that was a huge advantage for the Pacers in Game 2. The Bucks had the advantage in Game 1. So that may go a long way in determining who wins tonight as well.
Yeah, and I think some of that, we've said it all the time, what are you going to shoot on your side? If you shoot a high percentage and you don't turn the ball over, that's your best way of keeping Indiana from getting loose. I mean, it really is, because it's about taking sound, smart decision shots and then guarding that ball with your life, because that's the last thing you want is those live ball turnovers, those live ball rebounds that get you going the other way.
Well, we'll find out in a matter of time. The game is next. It is game number 3 in this best of 7 series, the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. Dave Kane has the call of the action after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Frederick.com to find out how.
Save big money in your next staining project right now at Menards. Don't let weather and wear destroy your deck any longer. Pittsburgh Weather Screen is a water-repellent deck stain with an exclusive Scuff Guard formula and sunblock UV protection. Weather Screen shields against abrasion and sun damage for a long-lasting finish. Get started on your stain project today and check out all of our hot deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Say happy Friday hour edition, or Friday happy hour as it were, edition of Playoff Hoops here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse as we welcome you to downtown Indianapolis. Tonight the Bucks and Pacers collide for Game 3 in this best of 7 first round series as we enter the night deadlocked at one game apiece here from the Hoosier State. Hello, everybody. Dave Kane welcoming you once again into our postseason play-by-play coverage of the Bucks. And tonight, Milwaukee will attempt to rally from a Game 2 loss to these Pacers as they take aim at their first playoff road win since Game 5 of the 2022 playoffs in Boston. Complicating matters is the reality that, well, they'll have to do it shorthanded once again, but it could have been worse. More on who's playing and who's not shortly, but first a few words from our partners. Bucks basketball, as always, is presented by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go Bucks. By Jockey, for nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Should be a good one here tonight. It is the first of a triple header in these NBA playoffs. And again, talking about who's in and who's out, well, it starts for the Bucks with Chris Middleton, who is a game-time call. And, in fact, he will be playing after sustaining a sprain to his right ankle the last time these two teams got together. He finished that game, but swelling ensued, as you might expect. Did not practice yesterday, but is available here tonight. So we'll see what he looks like. That's a big lift for a Bucks team that will once again be playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo, missing his sixth consecutive game. And, of course, his third in as many games in this postseason. Benedict Mathurin, the only player out for the Pacers. He's a big loss, but he's been out for a long time now with that season-ending injury that he sustained earlier in the winter. All right, we are just about ready to go. It is a sea of gold here from Gainbridge Fieldhouse, as they have not seen much in the way of playoff hoops here in a while. Been 4 years since they have. Figures to be awfully loud here in downtown Indianapolis in short order. All right, we'll come back, introduce our BMO starting lineups. That and your opening tip for Game 3 of this NBA first-round series, the Bucks and the Pacers. Central Division rivals collide. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's Talk Real Estate welcomes our new host, David Farnborough, your trusted realtor with Coldwell Banker. Do you have questions about buying a house? Well, April is National Fair Housing Month, focusing on fairness and equality in real estate. Join us on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM on WFHR every second Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. Don't let information about real estate get muddy and lose sleep. Join David with Let's Talk Real Estate, a show made for every home buyer.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
/ playoffs.
Well, you can hear the fans here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, a chorus of boos cascading down from the seats. That's because the visitors are being announced as we speak. As we get ready for Game 3 of this first-round playoff series, Dave Kane with you here once again. Glad to have you with us for this 11th all-time playoff meeting between Milwaukee and Indianapolis. Let's take a look at your starters now. They're brought to you, as always, by BMO. They are the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And we begin with the Pacers. 47 wins, 35 losses in the regular season. 1-1 with the Bucks here in this postseason. Rick Carlisle, the head coach, 64 years old, has lost his last six playoff series, going all the way back to his time in Dallas. This is his 15th playoff appearance, 13th most in NBA history. He is the third winningest active head coach. That's behind Doc Rivers, of course, and Greg Popovich. His starting five will be the same as it has been all so far throughout this playoff series, and for the 28th time overall this year, including the regular season. He will begin with Tyrese Haliburton, the Wisconsin product out of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, making his third start in as many games in this postseason. Started 68 games in the regular season, averaging 20.1 points a game, second most on the team. Just 9-12 points, though, in games 1 and 2, after he'd put up at least 22 in each of the five regular season meetings. But you keep a close eye on Tyrese, because you just know he's capable of more than what he's done so far. He hasn't had to do as much because Pascal Siakam has really carried the load. Pascal Siakam making the start again tonight at 6'9", 230 pounds in his eighth season, first with the Pacers as he was acquired at the trade deadline. He's the first player in NBA history to open the playoffs with back-to-back 35-point, 10-rebound games. I shouldn't say the first since 1967, when a guy by the name of Wilt Chamberlain pulled off the feat. He has been dominating to this point in this series. Aaron Nesmith will be starting as well. Is 6'5", 215 pounds, fourth-year man out of Vanderbilt. So far in this series, has scored 7 points and 11 points respectively. Has not shot it particularly well, though, as he is just 4 for 15 from long range after he shot at 42% in the regular season. Andrew Nembhard will make his 48th start. Well, I should say started 47 games in the regular season, but it actually will be his 50th overall start, third time in this postseason, after he put up 20 points last time these teams got together, just his second 20-point game of the year in Game 2 against these Bucks. The 24-year-old out of Gonzaga and the University of Florida, where he spent his college time. Rounding out the starting five, Miles Turner, 6'11", 250 pounds, ninth year out of Texas. Playoff career highs with 22 points and 6 assists in Game 2. He averaged a team-high 1.9 blocks per game. That was ninth best in the NBA in the regular season, to go with his 17 points per contest. So those are your starters for the Pacers. For Doc Rivers, in his 20th playoff appearance in 25 years, well, he's had at least one playoff round win in the last four consecutive seasons. His starting five tonight will go like this.
Dame Lillard, Oakland, California, a.k.a. Brookfield, California, the Weber State University.
Pat Bev here, subscribe to the pod.
Chris Middleton, Charleston, South Carolina, Texas A&M.
Bobby Portis Jr., Little Rock, Arkansas, University of Arkansas. Go Hawks.
Brooke Lopez, Fresno, California, Stanford University.
Well, so there's your starters for Milwaukee. Fourth game this season that those five have played together. Third time in as many games in these playoffs, as once again, Pat Bev of the Pat Bev podcast will be starting once again for Milwaukee. He has now started the last 7 consecutive games that he has played. By the way, just a moment ago, Caitlin Clark, the newest addition to the Indiana Fever, the WNBA team here in town, was the one revving the engine and revving the fans up, who are all standing here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, clad in gold T-shirts that say, "The Pacers are back." Or it says, "So here we go." It's going to be Indiana wearing their statement edition gold uniforms with blue numbers and blue lettering. Indiana spelled out across the front in blue with white outline for the Bucks. They are in their icon edition forest green uniforms with the white numbers and lettering. Milwaukee spelled out in white across the front. And that Bucks decal emblazoned on the thighs of the shorts. As our crew tonight, as far as our officiating crew, led by David Guthrie, crew chief in his 19th year, 10 NBA finals, working with Ed Malloy in his 22nd year. He has officiated 11 finals games, and Carl Lane in his 13th year. Ball is up, and we are underway as Lopez wins it back from Turner. And the Bucks will start with the ball, going left to right. As we watch on, Damian Lillard has gotten off to hot starts. That's an understatement as he misses his first shot here from mid-range. And for Damian Lillard, boy, He has put up 35 points in the first half of game one, 26 points in the first half of game two, averaging 30.5 points per game in the first half through the first two games of this series. Here comes Tyrese Haliburton the other way, though, for the Pacers. Hands off to Turner. Turner's defended by Lopez to start, and he puts up a contested three and drills it from straight on. Lopez was out on him, got his hand in the way, but not enough. Turner already has a career high for three-pointers in a playoff series, and now Pat Bev going right at Haliburton, draws the whistle and the foul, driving the other way. He comes away, talking his team up, as he will step to the free throw line for a pair. Haliburton getting called for the first foul of the evening here in this one, about 47 seconds into this thing. So Doc Rivers mentioned it. He wants to see his team get into the paint more. Thought they did a nice job of touching the paint in that first game, not as much in the second game, and that is critical for this offense, as Pat Bev knocking down the first of a pair of free throws. Beverly this season at 82% from the line. Beverly bounces it a couple times. He's got his team on the board for the first time tonight, and it is a 3-2 game as he makes both. Pacers going the other direction with it. They'll go right to left. Indiana, the last game, shot the ball well from three, not so much in the first game. We'll see what they do here. Turner with a head fake from three, drives in at Lopez. Lopez got in the way and altered the shot. Good challenge there from Brook Lopez. Now Middleton the other direction. He's got Nesmith trailing him, trying to get it free. Lopez launches from three. From the left wing, he leaves it short. Nesmith going the other direction now for Indiana. Right to left into the front court. Nembhard hands it off to Siakam. Siakam pulls up, left elbow jumper. Contested by Portis, but it didn't matter, and that's kind of how it's gone so far in this series for Pascal Siakam, who has just about hit everything he's put up. He's got his first point since 5-2. Lopez on the left wing, contending with the noise here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Gives it to Chris Middleton. Middleton on the near wing. Drives right of the lane. A head fake. Looking to get rid of it. Dame Lillard comes back for it, gets the ball, stumbles down and turns it over, tried to feed. He was taken away by Siakam. That jump starts the fast break. Here's Haliburton, sends off Siakam from three, too strong this time. And the rebound knocked away from Middleton. Now it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nesmith, who was battling with Pat Bev for that loose ball. So the Bucks will get it. 50-50 balls. We'll be watching it closely. That's that physicality we will be watching for as that battle ensued. Pat Bev did a nice job getting it for his team. He's going the other direction. Beverly's got the only points for the Bucks so far, trailing 5-2. Bucks still searching for their first field goal 2 minutes into this one. Portis sends out top. Lillard is wearing Nembhard at the top of the arc. Works around a screen on the pick and roll for Middleton. Now picked up by Nesmith. He pulls up mid-range, and another shot caroms out for Dame. Rebounded, though, by Portis. He misses the turnaround bunny, but gets it back again and lays it in. So Bobby Portis stays with it. The Bucks had missed their first four shots of the night before that one went down for BP. Back to a one-point game. Here's Haliburton sending out top. Three-pointer on the way. Turner too strong. Rebound tipped into the air. Who's got it? It's going to land in the hands of Nembhard. Now gets it to the right wing. Three-pointer misses from Nesmith. Rebounded by Portis. He'll give to Middleton. Chris going the other direction. Chris Middleton on the dribble drive. He attacks inside. Scoops the shot up. No good. Rebound off the hands of Portis, picked up by Haliburton. Bodies went tumbling behind. And here's an outlet feed up the floor to Siakam, and he will lay it in. Aaron Nesmith slow getting up on the other side of the floor after he and Middleton, a couple guys that grew up knowing each other, doing battle here on the opposite side now. Middleton going at Nesmith again. There's the whistle, and there's the foul going against Aaron Nesmith. And mentioned Chris had taken Nesmith under his wing a bit, those two. Going back to their South Carolina days, both products of Porter God High School in Charleston, South Carolina. Also produced one Stephen Colbert, folks may not know. But one of Porter God's finest at the line right now, Chris Middleton on the first of two free throws, and he knocks it down. 7-5 game. We've played 8 minutes and 49 seconds here from Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Second free throw for Middleton on the way. He was a question mark coming into this game. Again, did not practice yesterday. Knocks down both free throws, but it is a go tonight, and he is locking horns early already with Nesmith. Young man that he mentored for a period of years. About 8 years difference in age between those two. Here's Indiana with the basketball. Siakam, dribble drive inside, comes to a stop, sends it out to Haliburton out of the corner. Nesmith gets a good look, but misses again. That one may have even grazed off the top of the backboard, picked up by Middleton going the other direction. He's going to launch one from three. He's too strong on it, though. Long rebound. Good hustle by Beverly to get it back. Another chance for a three. Middleton steps into it. Misses again. The Bucks have had some good looks from three, but they haven't been able to connect just yet. Indiana the other direction, still leading 7-6. It's Tyrese Halliburton left of the lane. Sends out to Siakam. Siakam drifting to his right. Hands the basketball off now to Nembhard. Back to Siakam. He goes into a crowd. Sends to the corner. Three-pointer open for Turner. And Miles Turner loves that three-point shot in the corner. Knocks it down. His second three-pointer already today. He's a 46% shooter in that corner. Here comes Middleton driving. He goes to the cup. He lays it in with a right hand off the window. Right at Aaron Nesmith again. 10-8 our score. We played 4.5 minutes. Here's Halliburton driving to the cup. They were playing the pass, and Halliburton had other ideas. He staples it down and comes away screaming toward the fans behind the baseline. 12-8. Pacers back ahead by four. Bucks shooting has not been there early in this game. They have missed 7 of their 9 shots. Here's Portis. Right-hand dribble. Backs his way into the paint. He's got Nesmith on him. Flips it up with the left hand. Leaves it short. Bobby couldn't get that one to go. Had another close-up look that he missed, but he was able to clean that one up on that occasion. Not this time. Here's Nesmith on the other end. Feeds it down low to Siakam. Defended by Middleton. Trying to post up on him. Portis comes over to help. They'll send it out top. Working it around. Halliburton sees the opening. Gallops down the lane. Puts the shot off the window and good. And Indiana has its largest lead of 6. Timeout Bucks. Doc Rivers will call his guys over. And we will step aside. 6:55 still to play here in this first quarter. The Pacers swinging hard out of the gates. 14-8. They lead when we come back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods.
On Bally Sports.
Dame time. Dame time, Milwaukee.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis. Oh, wow.
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton and one. It's his night.
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of 4 new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, 5 times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Are you ready for summer? Cousin Subs and Summerfest are teaming up once again for the return of the world's largest music festival with a special ticket offer. Simply place an order online at CousinSubs.com of $30 or more now through April 30th and receive a free weekday Summerfest ticket. This offer is not valid in store. One qualifying purchase per day per email will result in a free weekday ticket. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. For complete list of rules, visit CousinSubs.com/Summerfest.
Pacers with the early 14-8 lead. We've got 6:55 to play here in this first quarter with Milwaukee yet to have an advantage so far in this game. The Bucks have started by missing 8 of their first 10 shots, but they have been able to gather 3 offensive boards so far in that time. They've got the 6-2, actually deadlocked at 6 in terms of the rebounding category to this point in the game. Meanwhile, the Pacers have hit 6 of their 11 shots. Bucks have made up for it a bit by going 4-of-4 from the free throw line, accounting for half of their points so far here tonight. Our broadcast is brought to you by Pick and Save. It's the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. We're also brought to you in part by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Three-pointers have been a telling part of this series so far. We mentioned that Indiana in the first game shot just 21% from three-point range. Well, in game two, they were able to turn their fortunes around from that capacity, hitting 16 of 36. Meanwhile, the Bucks in that game, 13 of 32. We'll see what they can do here as they'll have the basketball when we resume in front of a raucous crowd here in Gainbridge Fieldhouse, downtown Indianapolis. As Milwaukee will start this next possession with Malik Beasley on the floor as he replaces Pat Bev. He'll join Lopez Portis along with Lillard. Here's the Middleton pull-up jumper, and he knocks down the mid-range J from about 19 feet out. Chris Middleton gets his first field goal, make it a second field goal of the game. He's got six of the Bucks, 10 points now. Here comes Indiana the other direction. Nembhard, right elbow, bounces off of Beasley, pulls up and splashes one through from 18. So Nembhard answers right back, and Indiana continues to shoot the lights out. Here's Lillard trying to drive, turns the corner on Nembhard, has an easy lane to the basket, and lays that in with the right hand. He won't find it any easier than that. Indiana's defense broke down, and now the Pacers have it, leading 16-12. Obi Toppin's out there for the first time as well for the Pacers as Halliburton sends it to Toppin on the run. He hits it just inside of the free throw line. Little teardrop goes down on the runner. And that puts the Pacers back ahead by six. Indiana now 8 of 13 from the floor. Here's Chris Middleton the other direction now for the Bucks. Picks up his dribble, hands to Dame. Long three from the left side. Lillard cannot hit. And if Dame's shot isn't falling tonight, it could be a long night. They have really been riding him, but he's 1 of 4 to start. Here's a three-pointer from Halliburton. He misses from the near side on another long three-point attempt. So Halliburton was trying to one-up Dame there, and neither of them able to score. Good pass here from Middleton, who set up Portis, but then the door was closed by Turner, who erased it. Outlet feed the other way. Lillard got in the way of it, tapped it away, picked up by Middleton. Long outlet feed ahead to Portis. Portis inside of Turner. Turner knocks it away from him. They'll stay off of Portis and back to the Pacers. What a play by Miles Turner there. Because Bobby Portis was camped out behind the defense. It looked like a golden opportunity for the Bucks. But again, Turner can make up for mistakes. He did it twice in as many possessions with a block on the play before where the other man had been beat, but Turner was able to erase the shot. Porter's going to take a seat on the bench now. Connaughton is in for Milwaukee. Bobby early in this game is off to a tough start offensively. He's 1 of 5, and he's now turned it over. Here comes Indiana the other direction. Nembhard sends out top. Turner with a head fake. Sucks out Lopez and then scoops the shot up no good. Fighting for his own rebound. He was fouled going for that loose ball. No, they're going to get the foul on him. No. Beg your pardon, it was initially, yeah, it was Middleton who got caught for the foul. And so Turner right now is playing at a different speed than everybody else, it appears. Missed the shot, but immediately got his own rebound and was fouled. And here comes T.J. McConnell into the game for the Pacers. As McConnell checks in, Lillard is out. Beverly is back in for the Bucks now. They got a whistle and a foul again against Milwaukee. So the Bucks going to pick up two quick ones here with 4:55 to play in the first quarter of an 18-12 game. Pacers with the early six-point lead in the early edge. Malik Beasley gets called for this foul. Inbound pass to McConnell, who's got it in the corner. T.J. McConnell drives to the paint, hands off, left elbow jumper. Obi Toppin gets the friendly roll as it bounces front iron and nestles its way through. So Indiana's back ahead by 8, 20-12. Milwaukee going the other way. They have not led in this game. Pat Bev calling for a screen, gives it to Lopez. Lopez, top of the arc, drives into the paint. Euro step down the lane, missed the layup. Fans wanted to travel. He didn't get the shot anyway. Toppin running the other way, and he'll lay it in. Those layups, when you miss them, they are costly, especially against this team. It sets the table for the fast break. And with that, the Bucks use another timeout. 4:24 to play. We are in the first quarter. Milwaukee down by 10. 22-12. A 12-4 run for the Pacers. We'll come back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's
like
only glass. It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.com.